Dreamscape presents Shirley by Susan Scarf Merrill, narrated by Lisa Lockford. No live organism can continue for long to exist sanely under conditions of absolute reality. Even larks and katydids are supposed, by some, to dream. Hill House, not sane, stood by itself against its hills, holding darkness within. It had stood so for 80 years and might stand for 80 more. Within walls continued upright, bricks met neatly, floors were firm, and doors were sensibly shut. Silence lay steadily against the wooden stone of Hill House, and whatever walked there walked alone. The Haunting of Hill House. 1. You have green eyes, she said. I handed her my end of the fitted sheet and she tucked the corners deftly together, folded again to make a smooth square, her knob-knuckled fingers making quick work of a task I'd never had to do. Bed-making, I knew all too well. But oh, the luxury of a second set of sheets. No, I said. My eyes are blue. The closet door opened easily for Shirley, mistress of all the warped wood in this eccentric house.